Farage, we are facing societal collapse. I will fix Britain like Rudy Giuliani fixed New York. By Oliver J.J. Lane on July 24, 2025. Brexit leader and aspiring Prime Minister Nigel Farage launched his Britain is Lawless campaign this week, warning of a collapse of government legitimacy as the public see through the lies as crime soars apparently unchallenged. We live increasingly in a lawless Britain. Most people think that Britain has become lawless, said Nigel Farage on Monday as he launched his party platform on Law and Order, stating the country needs to leave the European Court of Human Rights to make effective criminal deterrence possible and turn around a descent into collapse. The Reform UK leader unveiled a raft of policies including outsourcing to foreign jails and a hardline three-strikes rule. Expressing the scale of the damage already done to Britain, once one of the most peaceful and best-policed nations on earth, Mr. Farage said, reports the Daily Mail, we're actually facing, in many parts of our country, nothing short of societal collapse. People are scared to go out to the shops, scared to let their kids out. That is a society that is degraded, and it's happening very, very rapidly. At his press conference, Mr. Farage said a major factor in the collapse of the legitimacy of the state is the government telling the public that things are getting better, while anyone can see the truth with their own eyes. He said, huge numbers of law-abiding, tax-paying Britons have also lost respect for the police, but in a different way. The idea, the concept that we're living in a system of two-tier policing and two-tier justice under two-tier care has really taken hold. Indeed, the establishment reflexively responded on those lines after Farage said ordinary people felt the country was less safe, haranguing him and his supporters for having made such a claim. Attacking the de facto legalization of public drug taking and shoplifting, and noting that one in three Londoners have now been victims of mobile phone theft, Farage promised a putative future Reform government would be the toughest party on law and order and on crime that this country has ever seen, working to have crime in one parliament. This means zero tolerance policing with every crime, no matter how small, prosecuted, and a return to stop and search. The practice of police stopping members of the public for knife searches in high crime areas has been all but abandoned now after years of activism decrying the practice as racist. Yet Mr. Farage said it had to come back with such force it reaches saturation point until we drive knives off the street. Name-checking erstwhile New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani, well known for having turned around the fortunes of Fear City, New York with the broken windows theory of policing even the smallest transgressions to express an unmistakable message that crime will no longer be tolerated. Mr. Farage said, we are borrowing from the Giuliani playbook. Unashamedly, I think what Rudy Giuliani did to New York in the 1990s was nothing short of a blooming miracle. And as someone who spent over 20 years working for American companies, I was a regular transatlantic commuter. And I saw what one inspired, brave leader with a New York Police Department that wanted to work with him. I saw what could happen, what the potential was. I believe London needs a Giuliani, not a Sadiq Khan. Arresting people for comparatively minor crimes like shoplifting wouldn't mean immediately releasing them back onto the streets to offend again. Either, Mr. Farage said, saying the Reform government would immediately set the army to building a network of temporary prisons on military land. As soon as a suspected criminal was caught shoplifting, he said, they would immediately be marched off to a converted army base. Prisons would still perform their traditional role of rehabilitation and deterrence, Mr. Farage said, but with a three-strikes policy. He said a Reform government would remove habitual criminals from the public realm permanently with life sentences on the third offense. The cost of this would be ameliorated by buying prison spaces abroad in less expensive countries, like El Salvador or Estonia.